Welcome to another episode in our series, Stories of Faith. Now, this is a really unique one where we talk about faith and being the light of God. You will hear a reference made to our previous series, She Wins, but I can reassure you that this is definitely a story of faith where we talk about the light of God, so make sure you stay tuned. Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to the Adia Talks podcast. My name is Mo Adia. I am your host on this podcast where we are all about helping you be the best version of yourself and live your life as God intended. We have yet another great episode today, so I want you to stay tuned, grab a notebook, a pen, a drink, and let us chat about what is on the agenda today. Guys, we have Ruru.
Hey, the Ruru.
Ruru honored us today on the Adia Talks podcast. So
yes, finally.
It has been a long time coming. We finally got here. But yes, always God's timing is the best.
That's true. That's correct.
So yeah, so really happy to have you on.
Thank you.
Just give us like a bit of an introduction about yourself.
Okay. That's true. I forgot about us. Okay, my name is Osaru. Osaru Alile, aka The Ruru. And what would I say? I'm just a woman. I've actually finally come into myself. I'm a woman living, learning, and trying to teach along the way.
Awesome.
Yes, this is me.
Awesome. I'm an interior designer.
I'm an interior designer. Yes, this is true.
Like fashion-y type person, you know. You know, the creative interior designer is just like, you know, fashion type. She probably won't describe herself like that, but you know.
In my mind, I'm like, okay, sure. But yeah. Yes, I am.
Awesome. She's based in the city of Lagos.
I am.
Nigeria.
The wonderful city of Lagos.
The wonderful Lagos.
Cool. No.
So our Dear Talks podcast, we're all about helping, you know, people be the best version of themselves. That's what a Dear Talks is about. And our podcast is just a life podcast. You know, we talk about many different things, just sharing experiences, tips, sometimes it's words, you know, the Lord drops, etc. But we've had this series going, the second season in our series, which is called She Wins. And we are highlighting stories from, I'll say, winning women. I feel like there's a guy we're gonna have soon, but anyway, winning women.
Winning persons.
Winning persons, exactly. You know, winning persons through different things. So, you know, we've had people talk about people being on mission trips, people talking about transformation in their lives, you know, different, like, aspects of life, talking about entrepreneurship. So, you know, when I was like, oh, we need to have Ru on, Ru, and this is ages ago because we've been talking about this for a while.
Yeah.
I was like, Ru, and I was like, Ru, light. I just was like, light just kept on coming to me, and I was like, okay, winning through being the light. Now I couldn't quite like understand what that meant at the same
time. Even me, but it would make sense.
Yeah, exactly. Because when I think of Ruru, I just think of light. I just think,
yay,
light, Christ, everything, Jesus. You know, yeah. This is one of my. You're one of my Jesus. I mean, I have loads of Jesus friends, but you're one of my.
I was not saying more. Is that not your life?
It is
roaming around with your Jesus friends,
like Jesus, like they just get, you know. And even all the stuff you sent me, I really enjoyed it recently, and all of that. So,
yeah,
ooh, light, you know. So we're just gonna keep it real, have a conversation about.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we start off with your journey towards to where you are, your journey in Christ. You can just give us like a bit of a summary. Are there any key parts you want to draw out, etc.
Yeah, okay. So I think for me, you know how people ask that, oh, when did you become a Christian? And you know, I know I've heard people say this a lot of times, like, if you don't know when you became a Christian, then you it means that you have not yet come into Christianity, like real Christianity, not yeah. just born into it. And I would say, I would always say, I don't really know the day or the date or anything. I can't really say that there was a date or a date, but I do know that I was born into a Christian home and I was a Christian. I've always been a Christian, quote unquote. And I always make fun of people that say this thing now because I used to say it before. So when people ask you, oh, are you a Christian? And you say, yes, I am. Oh, Jesus and I am. God and I have a thing. We have our own understanding.
Yeah.
And I definitely used to say that before. That, oh, yeah, God and I are cool. And I was like, you know, one of those kind of girls that I felt like I didn't do anything bad, quote unquote. Mm. So I thought I was good. I'm like, I'm a Christian. I come from a Christian background. I'm a Christian girl. I do all Christianish things. I go to church. I do, you know. So I couldn't really understand. I knew I was good. Me and God were good. We were friends. I knew him to a certain degree. But yeah. then there was a point, I would say, in 2017, which is actually interesting because before then, people would have probably said I was a Christian.
Mm.
I was in 2017 that I would say that God literally called me onto himself. You know, when they say he left the 99 and chased after the one, that was me for sure. And I was a bit dumbfounded because for me, it was like, ah, but I'm already here now. So where are you trying to get me to again? You know, like, ah, we got this, you know, what's happening? But it was like everything. Like, I would have dreams. I would have, you know, messages. I would listen to stuff and then things would just pop up in my head, literally light up and with sparks flying in the air. I won't go into like all the details now, but it's just like literally he was chasing after me in such a beautiful way that after a while I was like, okay, this is not normal. Like, or this should be normal. The way God is like piercing in for me. I need to pay attention because it doesn't make sense that I'm still like, oh yeah, I'm good. And so I started to pay attention and I would like actively search for him. And I remember that I always say this thing that we'll seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and everything else. And I still say that scripture a lot, but I will say, okay, God said I should seek him. And if I seek him, everything else will be added. Let me just like consciously look for him. Mm. And then I started doing that really. And not just living without being conscious about what I'm doing. I was living, so in my mind, I was thinking, okay, if I'm conscious about everything else in my life, like for with work, I'm quite intentional about it. I want to get to a certain, like I want to do something. I'm starting a company. I'm doing this. I'm, you know, I'm like, okay, I'm going to do social media. I'm going to do this. I'm intentional about that. So I'm like, okay, so this part of my life should be the pinnacle of the person that I am.
Yeah.
So why am I not as intentional about this part of my life? Like, I'm just going with the flow. They say dress up for church on Sunday, I'll dress up and go. They say do this and that. And then at that point, when I made up my mind, and I can't say the exact date, but when I agreed with God about the journey, about the union with him and communion with him, I noticed that a lot of things changed. And everything just started making more sense to me, like in terms of who I was and why I was who I was. And I can't, like, I can't begin to explain how I would say my life literally took a 360 in terms of everything, literally, in terms of my friendships, in terms of my social network, like what I would do for fun, everything, like literally everything. It's almost like I was purged out and turned, flipped over completely. And, you know, so that, there's a lot of like, you know, little teeny details are going, but literally that was it. And I know what it feels like. I know how I felt in that season. I'm still feeling it because it's like the transformation continues truly. It hasn't stopped. But I know that 2017 was definitely a very, very beautiful turning point in my life. I would say middle of 2017. Yes. Or early in the year, early in the year was when everything literally changed. And yeah, that was it for me. And that was actually when I started knowing, and it's funny that you say what you thought about me, you thought about, like, that's when I started understanding the whole thing about being light. I'm like, okay, we have to be the light of this world. And I would always say it. I actually have a company that makes light fixtures, and the slogan for the company is Be the Light. And I would consciously always talk about it, that it's important to be the light. When you're light, you shine your light onto others, and people see it, and they glorify your Father. And I thought I understood it then. the same way I thought I understood God then. But the more I know him, the more I want to know him. The more I understood what it meant to be a light, the more I want to know what it means to be a light and to be the light that shines in the darkness, literally.
Wow.
But yeah, that's...
That is incredible. The two things you said that I want to like just sort of draw out a bit more. So you said, you know, when you started to like consciously or intentionally chase after him.
Yes.
What did that look like? Because I guess when, you know, sometimes people say, oh, chase after God and the kingdom of God. And I feel like for a lot of people, sometimes it feels quite like we just say like it's abstract and they're like, what do you actually mean? Like, what's the practical, you know? So what were the sort of, What did it look like for you? Like, what choices did you have to make? What changes did you have to intentionally make?
God is good, honestly. Like, and like when I say he literally looked for me, he did. So I think that for me, it was first of all just a decision in my heart. Like, I made the decision and I said, oh, you know, Lord, I see what you're doing here. Like, I don't understand what all this means really, but I see what you're doing and I want to be a part of it. So that was the first step. So I think that's probably when I made it, like, you know, when they say altar call, the repentance story, yes. Literally turned around and I said, I'm here. And then after that, I would consciously say, okay, I want to spend time in God's word. So I'll literally sit down with my Bible, pen, paper, and just be there and say, okay, Lord, well, I've read this scripture now. What is it saying? What does this actually mean? And I would study it consciously. Like, and it wasn't like, and I'm being honest, it wasn't like it was so, oh, this is so much fun. I really want to do this at that point. But I was eager to know more. And because I would spend time trying to know more. So I would just spend the time doing that. And I'll spend time in prayer. I would spend time just praying, you know, like I'll say, okay, I'm going to pray for an hour. And at that time, I used to time things because that was how that was what I needed to be able to get used to. Change a different lifestyle at the time. So I would just like, consciously say, okay, you know what? I want to pray for an hour today. And I'll be honest, I think it was my aunt used to call me like, she'll say, oh, sorry, you're just going everywhere. I started actually going around and that's the truth. I would go, I'll find out about something like, oh, there's a ministry here that this is happening. There's a prayer ministry here. There's a prophetic ministry there. And I would go. I'll just say, okay, what's happening there? Let me go and see. Because I grew up in one church, growing up like in the same place from when I was born to a couple of years ago, and that's all I knew about Christianity. It's a Pentecostal church, and that's all I knew. So I started looking for him in other different places, trying to find people that knew about him. I'm like, okay, this person knows about us, and I would listen to messages a lot, like YouTube. My YouTube channel was just message after message from different ministers all over the world. I would just listen and listen and listen. They said there's something happening here, conference. I will run, chase after it. I won't say I'm doing so much of that now as I used to. And that's because my mind is settled now as to who he is and who I am in him. So I'm not running around just jumping from one thing to the other. And but I think that was necessary for me to understand who I was at the time and have a different understanding of God, especially in all the different dimensions that he is. So I would go to one ministry and I'll learn, you know, this part of him. And I'll go another place and I'll learn that part of him. And it was actually something that was very interesting that God was doing with me at the time. And I don't know, again, I think it was just me understanding his voice. He was saying to me that I want you to learn me in the different ways that I show myself. So like the different dimensions that he is. So one day he'll say to me that, Sarah, I am Elroy, the God that sees you. And I'm like, oh, okay, what does that mean? And he will literally show me examples to know what that actually means. Like, I will just be moving around and I'm like, oh wow, I'm God, the God, your provider. And he would like literally break it down, give me experiences that I would never forget, that would make me know that, oh wow, God is actually my provision, I'm your protector. He will show me dreams, said, okay, this means that I have a firewall around you and it cannot be broken, you know. And I'll now start understanding. So he literally like walked me through who he was with his different names at different points in my life. And it's like, it was like coursework. Like it's almost like I can write a course book about the different names and like how he explained himself to me in those different segments. Yeah. And it was always just like, wow, God, okay, so you are this. How, okay, show me what do you mean by that? Like, what does that mean for you to be that? And, you know, he was always just training. And it was because of the yearning. And that's the truth. I had the yearning for him. I had the yearning to know more of him. And I was curious, but he drops the curiosity in my heart because, you know, the Lord calls us to himself and then we come. Yeah. But he's called all of us, literally. So we just need to come.
Is that scripture in James that sub talks about draw nigh to me?
Yes, and I will draw nigh to you, Abby.
Yeah, it's, I would say, like, when I'm explaining to people, I see it like, you know, let's just say there was a ruler, for instance, that Jesus, you know, that wooden ruler from school. Like
this, yes, the yellow one.
And, so like 30 centimeters, right? So like imagine the ruler, you know, and start, you're on one end, God's on the other end, and as you start moving, God also starts moving. Like there, you know, so it's not this like you have to go the whole 30 centimeters because he's actually like draw close to me and I will like literally come, you know, come to
close
you.
To you, yeah.
So because I say to people as well, and it's something I remind myself of. You know, often I think with either the way we're raised or just the way Christianity sometimes is, you know, taught to us in a sense, it's like, oh, I have to beg God for this. Oh, God.
Yeah.
A God, you know, I'm like begging God, speak to me. Especially when it comes to hearing from God. People are like, God, speak to me. I can't hear from God. Yeah. All of this. And it's like,
you know, he actually wants to talk to you. He wants to commune with you.
So he wants to talk to us more than we even wanted.
Exactly.
It's such a desire for us that we're like, God, I really desire this. You're the one that gave me this desire. Let's just say somebody wants some children or something. He actually wants it for us
more
than we want it, you know? And it's that, like, mindset change that, you know, has to occur because we often, I think we also equate it just to our, naturally to our, you know, relationships maybe with our fathers or something like that. You know, I have to beg my dad for this or, like, I have to be good.
Exactly, And even then, Seth, most times our earthly fathers, are they even really that bad? If you beg, if you, when you know their tactics and you beg in that way, you're probably going to get what you want, at least to a large extent.
Exactly. So, so it's not like God is, he definitely is, you know, wanting those things more for us.
Exactly.
Being stingy or wanting to keep things away and all of that. But the other thing you said, which, you know, sort of following on from what you just talked about was, you know, the making the decisions, like, I guess some of the changes you had to make along the way, I've experienced as well. I experience it every day. Be like, your friend can do this, but you can't. And sometimes it's not a bad thing. It's just that the way I'm wired, what he's called me to do, like, it just
doesn't. I have no business being a part of this. Sorry.
Honestly, he's like,
you start to realize it.
Like, it's not bad, but you can't do this. You can't. So even things like, certain things I can't watch, certain things I can't.
Yeah.
I know that because I'm somebody that sees things. So I just know that it's going to kind of, you know, mess around. Exactly. And I know when it does because, you know, I have to then deal with overcoming that. So, you know, there are different things for different people. But how, when you went through, and I think, you know, obviously it's a continuous process as we transform. Yeah. But where you, you know, where you kind of passed that stage, how was that for you in terms of, you know, did you find it easy to kind of switch and make those choices? Like, how did Holy Spirit guide you through this?
Okay, so, you know what, let me bring in this whole thing about being the light here. So, I'm gonna talk about, like, in John 1, verse 6, it says, actually, I'm going to read this. It says that, and John came, right? And he was not the light, but he came to bear witness to the light.
Yeah.
Right? When you were saying earlier that the ruler example that you gave, you're drawing near and I'll draw near to you. So it's almost like this, you're coming near, you're coming to the center of it. You know how, like, literally, when there's a bright light. Okay, let's say you're taking a selfie. Mm. You bring the light towards your face to get the clear picture of your face, of what it actually looks like. When you walk into a room, I'm just imagining that I walk into my bathroom, the mirror is there, and I switch on the lights. I can be standing in front of the mirror, but I can't see myself because the light is not on. Mm. But when I switch on the light, then I can see myself. And the higher intensity the light gets, and I can see things more. I can see the pimple on my face. I can see the scratch. I'm like, who's that? And you get more, like, when you're seeing yourself in the reality of who you are, you get more comfortable with it. Like, when the light comes on at first of all, you might be squinting your eyes a bit, like, this is a little bit bright. But then your eyes start adjusting to it, and then it gets comfortable. And I will say that that's exactly how it was happening for me. So the light of that Christ is literally was in my face because I was in his face. And it was becoming, I was conforming to that light. And it just got more and more. It got easier and easier every day because I started getting comfortable with the fact that I was a part of him. Like, it's almost like he was me and I'm him. And actually, literally, that's what he says. That's what the word says. He is me and I'm him. Mm-hmm. I'm here to bear witness to him. And you cannot bear, so I'm going to share something that God actually explained to me. He's like, you cannot bear witness to someone who you do not know. So I'm a witness to Christ, and I, which means that I am light as well. He is light. He's senior Baba light. And I'm light junior. So bearing his witness to his light means that I have to know who he is. If I'm, well, so for example, if I'm going to court now, like imagine you're going to court and I'm supposed to bear witness to Mo now, for example. They said Mo did something and blah, blah, blah. Like, oh, call Osaru's, Mo's friend Osaru. We go. And I don't know Mo's story completely and I'm supposed to bear witness to him.
Yeah.
I have to, for her. And then the judge asks, okay, so Osaru, now this is your turn. And this is the Mo says, in 1952, this happened, that happened. And then I'm like, I'm not sure. Oh, my story does not match your story. Yeah. If my story doesn't match your story, then it becomes a problem because that means I'm not witnessing you properly. And it means that I'm not being, like, I'm not literally shining your light properly because then I'm casting a shadow over your light.
Yeah.
So I would sometimes, I'll actually be in situations where people will ask me questions and maybe I don't know. And I'm like, I'm going around saying that, oh, I'm a Christian, I'm this and that. I need to know this thing very well. I need to understand who he is. To the level that I am confident and I'm comfortable to be able to speak confidently about him and to witness for him in a way that is true. Like, yeah. And it got more and more easier. I can't walk into the court comfortably if I do not know some of the details about who the person that I'm witnessing is. So that all those details needed to be put into place. So as I'm getting more comfortable, I'm studying more, I'm yearning more, I'm seeking more. Like I said earlier, the more I knew him, the more I wanted to know him. So it's literally just a consistent journey. And apart from that, there was something that I think it was like, actually maybe like 2 days ago, I was just studying and everything, and I was talking to God and saying, ah, God, you know, it's actually very important for me to show your glory wherever it is that I am. And this scripture just came to my mind and I was like, okay, you know, I read it and I was like, okay, let me try and understand what it means. You know how it says that blessed is the one that trusts in the Lord because Christ is his hope. And I was like, what does it mean for Christ to be my hope?
Mm.
And then the Lord reminded me again about who Christ is. So you know how Christ is light. He is light. He is the word. So that means the light is my hope. Mm. The word of God is my hope.
Yeah.
And the hope is not like, inside of that hope is everything that I could ever, ever dream of or desire. Right? Mm. So I'm like, okay, God, so what does that mean? So I mean, if you're saying that the Lord is my hope, he's my all in all, Christ is the only thing that I anticipate. The light is my desire. So being the light of God is literally my full-on desire. And it's every day, more and more, I yearn for him more in different ways and different dimensions, in different understanding. Like, the more I understand him, I'm like, oh, I want to understand this a little bit more, you know. The word of God is my hope, my wanting, my anticipation. Like, that's what I anticipate for. Yeah. So, you know, and then it was explaining to me that, like, okay, so it's not like, he's my hope for this or my hope for that. You know, it's like, I'm not hoping in him because I want something. I'm not hoping in him because I want da-da-da-da-da. I'm hoping in him because he is the hope. The Bible tells us that Christ is everything. In him is all things. That's like literally everything that you can ever imagine or want or desire is inside of him. So I was like, so knowing that, he is light. Everything is inside of him. If I stare at the light long enough, I start to glow like the light. Like literally, if you sit down in front of light, sit in front of the sun, you'll be shining. Like it actually happens.
Yeah.
And you know how, I was actually thinking about it earlier today that, you know, how people say you look, you look, you're glowing, you look glowed up.
Like, yeah.
It's, it, the people that actually really, really glow, it starts from the, it's from the inside out.
Yeah.
So you're drinking water, you drink good water, and you know there's some special type of glowing things that you do now. They say they inject you with something that goes inside of you. So it literally starts from the inside, like literally changes from the inside of your belly out. So you can do things that are just a shadow of the things that you could be doing. That's like, okay, I'm doing these things because God says I should do them. I'm just doing, you know, like the law. Like, you're literally doing the things that are of the law. He says I should not do this, so I'm not doing it. He says I should not do that, so I'm not doing that. So those things are like a shadow of the thing. So when I start to think about it, that Christ is the light, then I understand how myself transforming and conforming into who he is. Then I start looking at, and if I'm staring at him enough, then that means I'm understanding his nature. I'm understanding his ways. I'm understanding his thoughts. I'm understanding the things that he does, his actions. And I'm becoming more like him. Actually, let me read you that scripture. It's actually Jeremiah 17, verse 7. And it says, blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is. Meaning that your entire hope is the Lord. Right? So that means, and then God was explaining to me that literally, if your hope is in something, you would serve that thing, you would worship that thing, you would focus on that thing so much that it becomes like a worship for you. It means that I'm literally paying attention to it. Christ literally becomes the dynamic package of all things that I desire. Like, he is my hope. It's not like I hope in him for something, he becomes my hope. I'm desirous of him. I'm befitting of his befitting, like everything about him is befitting of what I desire. The knowing is excellence. I'm just like constantly like, oh, in his face, you know. And he was now explaining that worship means that you're spending your time. I'm literally spending my time bowing in worship to him in my mind, my thoughts, my actions, everything I do, everything I'm imagining, just facing him square on. And automatically, because you're facing something a lot, like imagine you're just focused on the light. The light starts to shine on you and you start to look like that light. Literally, you start to look like it and you become transformed into it. And everything that the light has flows out into you. And there's an example actually that God gave me the other day. He was saying to me that, so imagine like, okay, so I'm like Mo had said earlier, I agreed to, I'm an interior designer. So imagine you have a client that is like your biggest clients, the one that keeps you the busiest, right? And this is the client that keeps you the busiest. And if the client that keeps you the busiest, probably the one that pays you the most because obviously the amount of work you're doing, there'll be a remuneration for it. That's the client that you probably listen to the most. Your ears are inclined to that client. Yeah. You're spending the most time on the client's work. You are spending time, you are paying attention, you are serving the client. Before you know it, you find yourself sending the client gifts. You're sending gifts to this person, doing all of that. And the blessings or the things that come from that client comes back to you, literally. So the client, because you're in the person's face, the client's face, and it's like, oh, sorry. The other day, somebody was asking me for something. Can you please, this person asked for me to refer someone to them. Can you please, like, you know, it would just automatically, it's like a cycle in a way.
Yeah.
And I now started understanding, like, literally, and then he showed it to me, like, it's like water. So, you know, when you're standing by the beach and the water is flowing and it's flowing and it touches your leg and all of a sudden the wave comes. If you stand there for long enough, the wave comes and it floods onto you and you keep staying there and watching it. It just keeps coming and keeps coming and the water is flowing and you can wash your hands in it. You can do everything. So, I mean,
until the waves carry you.
Exactly. Until the waves literally carry you and you become, to go and you're submerged in the water. So I think for me, definitely, and when you're like when I said earlier that when you're watching this light long enough, you start to understand what the light is about. And my understanding of what Christ is and what he means for him to be light is to love. Is literally just to be a loving father. Like if you're watching Jesus and the things that he does, it's his entire focus, his resolution is love, 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 and bringing people onto salvation. So those are the two things that are his ultimate focus. So the more I stare at him and look at him, the more that those things become very, very important to me as well. It's like, and it's not because I'm forming it that, oh, I want this thing to be important, so I'm going to make it important to me. It's like I said, it's from the inside. It just
a byproduct of
is a byproduct. The belly changes. It's like your desires, your yearnings just your completely change. Your taste to 100% changes. Yeah. And that's the thing that's you now becomes your focus. So it's like always ways of how do I love more? How do I understand? How do I, you know, love? How do I feed people? How do I serve? Like, how can I, where can I be of service? You know, and Christ would do all these things. He was of service even with food, like normal bread and butter, like literal. And on also spirits, like I want to serve that I'm changing the lives of people through feeding, like, and also through spirits, like. So it's, I mean, I think for me, that is one thing that I always try to focus on on the focus, which is Christ. And he actually explained to me once, he said, I'm the resolution. He was like, I am your resolution. And I was like, Lord, what does that mean? And it's like, okay, I mean, resolution meaning that when you think about the word resolution, there's many different meanings of it.
Yeah.
Resolution in terms of when you take a picture and when the resolution is high, you see it clearly. So I should be the eye to which you see things. I'm the resolution. Like, so, and you know, when the resolution, like now, imagine our iPhone 11 or, and the Canon cameras we used to carry around then. The quality of the picture has completely changed. It's so crisp now. It almost looks like you that you're in the picture. You're the one standing outside when you're looking at the picture. It's actually quite amazing. And that's because the resolution has become clearer and clearer. So that's what happens the more we look at Christ. You know how they'll take a film and take it to the black room or the dark room. Actually, it's dark room, we used to call it those days. When you take a film, some people are listening to that, they don't even know what I'm talking about. Google it, guys. Google it. A dark room. Once the film enters into the liquid of the dark room, you see that the picture starts to come out. And that's because the light is shining on it. So light shining and the picture actually starts to come out. And that's how he explains it. So that is him being the resolution of your life. Like, if your eyes on him, the focus is on him, the true person that you are starts to shine. It starts to come out. Resolution in terms of, imagine there's a fight going on, something is happening, and they say, we want to resolve this. What is the resolute on this matter? And if Christ is the resolute on that matter, so you're looking at the matter through his eyes and saying, okay, what does he see? How does he see the situation? And how is he going to feel? If it were him, how would he fix it? And that's where our eyes should always be on. Then resolution, like, you know, every new year people say, I want to make a new year resolution.
Yeah.
Is the time to change things around. So I was just like, so that whole season of understanding Christ as the resolution made me even understand him more as the light, because it's like, from the examples I've given, it's light given. It's like full on, this is the light, this is how it comes out, and this is how it brings you out of who you were before, the foreshadow of the person that you were into the person that he wants you to be, or he has called you to be. So, girl,
wow, I love, like, just your explanation, the way God has shown it to you, scriptures, through words, etc. I think both of us are probably, maybe on Twitter we've spoken about it, but, you know, as you're talking, I just remember the whole thing about people, you know, wanting to discover their purpose. A generation that's just purpose hungry. What's my purpose? And part of it is, like, also because the world talks about it, right? It's like, life, you're this, you're that. And then we sort of bring it into the sort of, call it the church or the kingdom setting, or purpose, and we get so fixated on that. And, you know, God has a purpose for which we're created. I believe as a Christian, we all have the same purpose. And you know, what Jesus said, you know, set the captives free. Cast out demons.
Yeah.
Heal the sick. Bring people to
raise the dead.
Raise the dead, exactly. Bring people to Christ.
Not to salvation,
That's our over my. That's every Christian's purpose, as far as I'm concerned.
Yep.
And, you know, he said greater works than these. So he's even saying, more than I have done,
you do. Yeah.
You know, so that's overall overarching. But people get very fixated. I just think the way we do it, the way we execute it, so the way I'll do it versus how you do it will be different. You know, by nature of our different walks in life, different assignments, etc. But ultimately, the purpose is the same. Now, for the whole purpose thing that people often say, I'm often just like, just chase Jesus. Like, quit.
Honestly.
Because it comes this thing, honestly, like, what am I good at? It's just like, just follow God. And obey him.
Everything else will literally fall into place.
Flow, you know.
It's I completely agree, and I think I mean I guess we've all been there. Yeah. I feel like I've been in the place where I'm like, oh, what's my purpose? I need to understand what I want to do. The entrepreneur, this one, that, all these funny like things that people. Well, I used to focus on, so I can see it. But I feel like it was even in this same thing of staring at Jesus long enough that I started understanding that all those other things were not really, those are not my purpose. Yes, yeah. They can be avenues or channels to getting to my, to or channels that my purpose is using or avenues that my purpose is using to spread the light. Actually, there was a conversation once that, you know, I was, again, I was just in fellowship with God and everything. And he had asked me that, oh, Sarah, you know, what are the things that, you know, I want us to, like, you are my image, you are my, that means you should be like me. We're talking about image and likeness and everything. I was just studying with him. And it's like, if you are in my image and your likeness, that means you have to have the characteristics that I have and be like me.
Yeah.
And I was like, yes, this is true. And he's like, that means you want to do the things that I'm doing, right? I said, yes. So he's like, okay, write down all the things that, you know, are important. And I was really writing. And he said to me that, okay, sorry, well done. He said, well done, my dear daughter. And I was like, yeah, cool. Then he says, what are the most, like, I only have one thing that is important to me. And I was like, okay, what is that? It says, love. And there was a dash / the salvation of man, which I mentioned before. Mm-hmm. And literally he was like, if there's anything on this list that you've written down are the goals, things that you want to do, that does not have a direct, and when I say direct, not that it's corner, a direct line and link to love and salvation of mine, stop it now. I was like,
oh,
wait. But, you know, I also, you I'm know, I wanted to, do, I'm person. Trying to do it. He was like, I send you, girl. That is not, no. If it does not have a direct line to love, comma, salvation of man, and that's love, like loving man, loving me, that you have no business doing it. And I was just like, he said, because there's no way I will send you to do anything that does not bring these two things. That's his own purpose. Then, well, if I'm him, if I'm like him, or I'm a witness to him, how can I be doing something that is different from what he wants to do? Yeah. Who sends us message? Yeah. So I was just like, wow, God, this is actually cool. Because, you know, a lot of us trick ourselves. We start forming all these different things. Oh, there's different ways. My mission is I want to make money so that I can do things for the kingdom. I want to do this certain thing so I can do those things for the kingdom. Mm-hmm. And I mean, everybody has to come to the resolve of how they work, their mind works with these things with God. But the resolve for me was that I will settle everything that you need around the things that I've asked you to do if you will just focus on what I've asked you to do. Wow. Is it money? I will sort it out. Is it manpower? I will sort it out. Mm. Is it energy? I will sort it out. Is it the zeal? I will sort it out. So don't worry about all those things. I will sort it out. Just focus on me. Focus on the things I've told you to do. Looking to bring people onto salvation and loving man the way that I am, feeding them.
Mm.
And I'm like, wow, okay. I'm just like, so yeah, that is the purpose of more. And the more we always try, I'm not gonna say people, I'll say we often try to coin it with different ways. I know this thing I'm telling you, I actually knew it too. But that day when he was asking me, like, what are the things that were important, I was writing a long ass, like a long list. It was just like many, many things. I was like, okay, God, you know, you said this, you did it, and things that he actually asked me to do. And it's not like I believe that he asked me to do them. So it's not like I'm saying something that's bad and wayward. Things that look like what God asked me to do, ministry, like ministry work, you know. And he was like, stop it. All these things are just like sidelines. He's just articulated in two things. Mm. And I'm like, daddy, you're right. Daddy, you're so right, you know.
Wow. Okay. So I'm going to... Well, I was going to say it's like take a slightly different direction, but I wanted to mention two things. I wanted to ask you about the singing angels.
The singing angels.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. And
I also had to ask you, like, how far they've not come to see me yet.
Oh, they've not. Okay, and I don't want to boast. Okay, so who has put me on the spot? Okay, so I'm the singing angels. So I guess so that's even one of the things that made me know that this God, they're just really finding me in different ways. So I would have dreams where literally I would hear angels. And I feel like it's a glimpse of heaven. That's the way it feels. And that's the way it sounds. Hear like a choir of angels singing different songs I don't know. Sometimes it's songs that I may know, and it is mixed with other things. And more obviously because Mo is a music, we spoke about it, and it's probably one of the most beautiful experiences that I have. I wake up usually just shook, like literally shook, and I try to re-sing the song or write it down or whatever. It doesn't always come out the same way, but there is a beautiful, you know, actually Mo, the way I can describe the music that comes out of their voices is literally light. It is so beautiful, so clear, and so glorious. You know how lights, like when you look at the sun and you're glaring at it, and you know how glorious the sun can be. That is the only way that I can describe the way this sounds. Moody, I'm coming to come and meet you very soon. It's just amazing.
I'm ready, you know.
It's honestly, it's actually amazing. And then it's funny because, you know, those are the things that happen. Like when it happens, I usually start yearning more for God because I'm like, I just need to understand, how do I worship him the way they are worshiped? Like the most denseness of their voices is very like, I can't sing, but I don't know how to explain it. And also the beauty in, like, all the voices are different, right? But when it comes together, when it comes together, that harmony the voices is just so beautiful. And you know, that's actually what pure white light is. What pure white light is actually a combination of different colors. And when it comes together, it hits that certain point that it becomes one white, bright light. And that is literally how it sounds. Like, it has hit that apex of the mountain or whatever, that has become like a really, really, really bright sound. But yeah, I mean, I thank God for his glorious ways that he shows himself to us. Like, it's beautiful. I do not take it for granted, and I should not, and I do not.
Love it. That's
good.
That's so awesome. I'm waiting for them. Thank you, guys.
They are coming. You just caught me off guard. I was like, where are these singing angels? But yeah.
I knew you didn't expect that.
Yeah, I definitely didn't. I was like, huh?
And then Ruru also does something called the Encounter Series. That's one of my favorite podcasts.
Oh, thanks, darling.
I love it. So how did the Encounter Series come about? Because, you know, that is a very unique podcast. Like, if you guys haven't listened to the Encounter Series, please go listen to it. It will bless you. Listen to everything, because every single episode.
It blesses me myself, that I'm the one that is recording it. I'm always just like, wow, God, you're amazing. So how did the Encounter Series come up? Again, it was in this my whole journey of learning and understanding God. If anybody knew me beforehand, I've not been that kind of person that thinks, I mean, I would do a podcast. It was never one of the things that were on my mind. It's not on my goal list. It's not on my to-do list. Nothing. But there was a day that somebody sent an email. Oh, no. I woke up and literally heard the Encounter Series. And I was like, huh? What is this? And I wrote it down. I didn't know I knew what encounters were, but I didn't understand it. I wrote it down and went about my day. And throughout the day, I was asking the Lord, like, what does this mean? You know, what's this thing about the Encounter Series? And it wasn't clear. I wasn't getting anything that made me understand what it was. The only thing I did get was a scripture, though, which is Psalm 36:9. And it says, because of your light, we see light. This is actually what we're talking about today, pretty much. Because of his light, we start to see light.
Right.
Because of his light, the resolution of light in us starts becoming clearer. And I got that scripture and I studied it and I was like, wow, this scripture is really, really interesting. You know, I moved on with my day. I got to the office the next morning and somebody sent an email about a podcast, Learn How to Something podcast. And I think I forwarded it to two people that I knew were interested in starting podcasts and had mentioned it to me before. I just forwarded it and I moved on with my day. Then in the evening, I was praying and just like spending time with God talking. And he said, what did I tell you the other day? And I was like, and I remembered. I was like, oh, the Encounter series. And somehow that email that I sent just popped up in my mind. And I was like, a podcast? I was like, what's my own with podcasts? It just didn't make sense. I was like, me? Then he started giving it experience to me. He says, because of my shine in the lives of people, others will see it and start to yearn for my light. And then they will be able to see the light of God inside of them as well. It will be a light that sparks the light in others. And it was like, you're going to ask people to share the supernatural encounters of God's light that they've had, that have transformed them, has healed them, has caused them or brought them into the manifestation of his power in their lives. And I was blown away. I won't even lie. That day, I remember sitting up in my room and I thinking to myself that, Lord, this thing was not something that I planned. I didn't know anything about podcasting, really. I can't really say I was a podcast listener, like in general. So I started listening to podcasts after this happened. I just was like, so who is even doing podcasts? What podcasts are out there? And I would just, listen. And that day, he actually gave me three names of people that I was supposed to interview immediately. And I wrote them down and I was like, okay, I don't really know these people personally, but I'm going to go look for them. And I started asking, oh, does anybody know this person? And people started introducing me to, different people that I was supposed to interview. And I don't know their story. So it's not like as if I can say I'm interviewing this person because I've heard their story before from someone. Yeah. I actually did not know their story. But when I started interviewing them and they were telling me their story, I understood why God wanted them to share their story via the Encounter series, because it was essentially what he had said he wanted to happen. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus. So when people prophesy, they're speaking the word of God, they're speaking the things that he has done, they're speaking his truth, his light, his power. It actually testifies of Christ into the lives of other people. And I honestly, as I was interviewing people, in fact, every time I interview somebody that the Lord highlights to me, I'm actually blown away by their story. I most times don't know the people's story beforehand. I just call and say, oh, it's like God wants you to share something. So please open your mouth. So that was definitely like a very interesting time for me.
Yeah.
Because it launched me into something that I had no idea I was ever going to be doing. And he gave me the grace to do everything really fast. Like, literally, he was like, I need you to start. He actually gave me a date. I don't remember the date now, but I know that was when I started. He gave me the date and said, get everything. I started doing all the graphics, putting everything on social media, open page, things that I naturally would not do or know how to do. I just figured it out. And that was because he wanted me to do it. So he sort of sorted out everything around it. I'm still really grateful about the encounter. I actually started doing like my mini encounters, so I'm excited about that part now.
I'm up to date, so because I listened to the one your mom.
Oh yes,
the one after you did a mini encounter.
Yeah, so I'm sharing like my own encounters with God, in like mini bite-sized encounters. And I honestly, it's been a blessing to me for sure. Like, I'm just like, God is so good, guys. Honestly, if you're trying to find your life, just continue to yearn for him and seek, and the light will lighten up your light and it gets brighter and brighter with each passing day. That's what Christ does. It's just amazing. You'll be a glow stick. You start glowing like a glow stick, and other people will see your light and they will glorify your Father.
I just remember a scripture the Lord gave me at some point during this pandemic, Isaiah 42, I think it's 16, saying, I will make the darkness out of light. I will make, light out of darkness. I'll make the darkness light before thee. I'll make the darkness light before thee. And, it just like for me, I mean, I've heard that scripture before, I've read it before, but just like seeing it in context, it was literally like, there is darkness, but the light will, as the light comes forth, it will remove the darkness. And especially this time, I just, it's so important, and I feel like a lot of people are going through different things, they're dealing with different things. They might not even realize it, but just become subconscious. Like, you know how you just carry worry, fear, anxiety, and you don't even realize. But just really, the light of God is what will help you and what will take away the darkness, and you know what will begin to give you strategy, solutions, bring resolution as well, and make things clearer, and just the peace as well. Because you know, you might not have everything all together as man expected on paper, right? But peace that is so beautiful that you just know that God's got you, that you would never lack anything, you would never, like, you know, go wanting, you would never want for anything, you would not suffer, like, you know for sure God's got you, and there's just a peace that, you know, one can live in. So I'm just encouraging anyone who's listening, if you feel like, you know, what's all this light, how do we start? I love the way Osara talked about, like, just the practicality of it. It's as simple as saying, God, show me, I want to know more of you. And word, just like Bible study. And as exactly as you described it, it might seem like, okay, this is not like, I'm just here reading the Bible, maybe making notes, but this is not changing my, you might feel like it's not changing your life, like that directly.
Yeah.
This sowing seeds, because the word is
spirit. It's spirit and it's life.
It is life giving. So it is feeding your spirit. It's doing things which you're not seeing. And as time goes on, you begin to even enjoy it, and you begin to desire and hunger for it. And the thing I love about the hunger of God is, as you hunger and thirst after righteousness, you actually, as He fills you, you actually still hunger more. If that makes sense.
Oh, wow.
Like, you still, there's still a lot, there's more of a wanting, you know, the more, the deeper you get in God, it's like, I just need Him more. It's like, I need you more. There's so much depth and dimension to God. So just encouraging anyone out there who's like trying to figure out how in this season, like, be the light is your, is your anchor, really. The light is your path. The light is your direction. It's everything. And that's Christ, really. So thank you so much for that.
Thank you,
Mo. We do this. I'm not sure. Maybe we have. But I'm going to ask you to please pray.
With joy. God, we're so grateful for your light. We're grateful because in you, we identify our light. And in you, we are light. And thank you because you've opened up our eyes to see you more. You've opened up our hearts to receive from you. Our ears are inclined to your word. And this is the excitement of our being and of our lives. Lord, your light pierces through darkness and separates darkness from light and brings us into the marvelous nature of your glory. Lord, today, Lord, I speak and decree that your light shines in the lives of every single person that listens and that is listening to this right now. And that there's a glorious awakening that happens in their hearts, in their minds, in their spirit, in their souls, and even in their bodies. This is your word, O Lord, and it is true. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Father.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
I believe we finally did. I'm so happy. Thank you for having me.
Anytime.
Thank you. God bless
gladly
you.
Gladly have
thank
you for all that you're doing. I don't want to share anything with us.
Yes, but my dear.
So much for being on the Idea Talks podcast. We truly, truly appreciate it. I'm sure people are going to be blessed. So, guys, please make
sure you watch
the Encounter series.
Yes, come over.
The podcast, and you know, follow the Instagram page, Twitter, the Encounter series. You will be blessed. Trust me, and follow Sarah as well.
Thank you. Sarah delivers
on Instagram. Okay, cool.
My full name.
Follow her. You know, see all she's talking about, all her posts sharing about, you know, Christ and all of that. So
thank you. Thanks, Mo. God bless you.
enjoy the rest of your evening.
I will. I'm going to go and rest.
I know. We're past your bedtime.
In fact, way past. You know now. Way past my bedtime.
All right,
sweetheart. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope this episode blessed you. If so, why not share it with a friend or two or three or four, and make sure you subscribe on whatever platform you're listening to. Feel free to also comment, share some feedback, etc. You can also follow us on social media. We're on all the major platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. On Instagram, we are Adia Talks Community. Everywhere else, we are Adia Talks. You can also head to our website, adiatalks.com. We have some great resources on there, again, about helping you just live your best life. So I encourage you to check that out. We have amazing things on there, so many wonderful things to come. Join our mailing list, etc. Take care and God bless you.